Real quickly, 1 Peter chapter 4, verse number 10. We'll read down through verse number 14. If you you have it there and want to read along with me, I love that. And when you read it, you see it, you speak it audibly, I believe it has more of an impact. So let's read it together. 1 Peter chapter 4, verse number 10 through verse number 14. As every man hath received the gift, even so minister the same one to another as good stewards of the manifold grace of God. If any man speak, let him speak as the oracles of God. If any man minister, let him do it as of the ability which God giveth, that God in all things may be glorified through Jesus Christ, to whom be praise and dominion forever and ever. Amen. Suffering as a Christian. Verse number 12. Behold, beloved, think it not strange concerning the fiery trial, which is to try you, as though some strange thing happened unto you. But rejoice inasmuch as ye are partakers of Christ's sufferings, that when his glory shall be revealed, ye may be glad also with exceeding joy. And if ye be reproached for the name of Christ, happy are ye, for the Spirit of glory and of God resteth upon you. On their part he is evil spoken of, but on your part he is glorified. Praise God. May the Lord bless his word, and you may be seated here tonight. Praise God. Beloved, think it not strange concerning the fiery trial, which is to try you, as though some strange thing has happened to you. And I think probably tonight I'm preaching to a lot of people that have had a walk with Christ for some time. But if there are any new Christians, young Christians, and we do have some, that you are becoming a disciple of Christ, think it not strange when you have a trial. Amen. Think it not strange when you have a hard trial. Think it not strange when you have a fiery, somebody say fiery. Anybody ever had one that you felt like was a fiery trial? Amen. Beloved, think it not strange concerning the fiery trial, which is to and that's really what it came for, Brother Bruce, to try you. Amen. That's the reason it came, to put you under pressure, to try you, to see what you was made of, and to see if you really was going to walk the walk, not just talk the talk. Praise God. You know, I want to use for a title tonight, a little play on words, but sometimes we talk about and we warn our children not to play with fire. But tonight, I'm going to use for a title, praying with fire. Not playing with fire, but praying with fire. Amen. The Apostle Peter said, think it not strange concerning the fiery trial. So some strange thing has happened to you. If you live for God, you will have some fiery trials. If you don't live for God, you will yet have some horrible, fiery, stormy things that will come your way. Amen? Amen. Has anyone ever enjoyed a fiery trial? Hadn't seen any hands yet. I don't think probably we would get any hands for somebody that would say they've enjoyed going through a fiery trial. Amen. But after you have prayed your way through it, amen, did you like what it done for you? Amen. What about it, Trevor? Did you really mean that testimony tonight? Do you really mean every word of it tonight? This time last year, that family was going through Brother Darren, would you consider that a fiery trial? Amen. I'd say that it was. It was a hard place. A lot of uncertainty and a lot of things we didn't know come a year from now in 2015 how things would be. Amen. It's been some fiery trials. Hallelujah. Amen. But what you learned in that trial
is experience that you'll, the rest of your life, you will be glad. You can look back on it and say, I thank God that, not that you had it, but you thank God that He brought you through it. And then you thank God for what He'd done. Not only, I hope, Trevor, and I really singled you out here. I hope it's not only what He's done for your body, but I hope it's what He's done for your spirit and your soul. Amen. You know, hallelujah. Sometimes we get those fiery trials from without, and they kind of work against us that other way. Amen. But that's the way it should. And we should not think those things strange. We should pray with those fiery things. Amen. Back to verse 13 and 14. But rejoice, he said, verse 13, insomuch as you are partakers of Christ's sufferings. Boy, that's tough, ain't it? Rejoice. You mean I'm supposed to rejoice in so much that I am a partaker of Christ's sufferings? Amen. That when His glory shall be revealed, ye may be glad. Amen. Boy, that's really hard, isn't it? Amen. You may be glad, He said, with exceeding joy. Amen. If ye be reproached for the name of Christ, happy are ye. That don't sound possible, does it? You may be reading to check me out, but I'm reading this right. Happy are ye, amen, for the Spirit of glory of God resteth upon you. Amen. Well, I ought to see a few more hands being lifted and praising God, because He said, if you've had a fiery trial and you prayed your way through it, the Spirit of God resteth upon you. Amen. Praise God. How's that feel, Brother Hugh, to get a call that your shop and your life savings all burned down? How's that feel, brother? It don't feel too good. How's that feel, Brother CL, to get a call like that? Everything's on fire. It's all going up in flames. And you say after that, I'm supposed to rejoice and be happy? Man, boy, it's quiet. I wished it wasn't. For the Spirit and the glory of God resteth upon you. On their part He is evil spoken of, but on your part He is glorified. Hallelujah. Let me tell you something. When fire is put to any material, it changes the molecular structure of that material that has been brought in contact with fire. Amen. It will change the molecules. It will change the structure. Amen. Because fire has been put into that. Amen. And that, as it relates to prayer, we can say sometimes when fire is put to our experience and fire is put to our testimony, and fire is put to our marriage, and fire is put to our church, and fire is put, amen, in our business, and we wonder what's going on. Amen. The apostle said, think it not strange, amen, when fire is put to that. I tell you what it should do, amen, in all of those things that I just mentioned, whether it's your job, whether it's your marriage, whether it's your business, amen, whether it's your church, if fire comes into that, I tell you what it ought to do. It ought to drive you to your knees. Amen. And you start praying. Amen. And God can use a fiery trial in your life. Amen. To bring you to a place of prayer that you will learn something about Him that you never would have learned otherwise. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Amen. Fire, praying with fire. Amen. Amen. We should pray with that and about that. Amen. Let me move on. The Old Testament saints were accustomed to fire, amen, in their prayers and in their sacrifices. Amen. Maybe, can you give me just a little tiny bit more here on this monitor? Amen. Leviticus chapter 16, verse number 11. And Aaron shall bring the bullock of the sin offering, which is for himself. Amen. Remember what I've been preaching to you about that? Building up yourself, praying for yourself, praying in the Spirit for self-edification. Amen. First, the priest had to bring the sin offering for himself and shall make an atonement for himself and for his house, and shall kill the bullock, amen, the bullock of the sin offering, which is for himself. Amen. and he shall take a censer full of burning coals of fire from off the altar before the Lord, and his hands shall be full, and his hands full of sweet incense, beaten small. Amen. Man. And bring it within the veil. And he shall put incense upon the fire before the Lord, and the cloud of the incense may cover the mercy seat. Listen to this. The cloud will cover the mercy seat that is upon the testimony that he die not. Now I want to tell you something. That's serious business now. Come on back in here and listen to me now. I'm talking about the Old Testament. Fire in their prayers. Fire in their sacrifice. And they best not go in there, in that place where the mercy seat is, unless they have some fire. Amen. And it better be the right kind of fire. It better be the fire of God. Amen. That's on a censer of incense. Did y'all hear me read that? Of sweet incense beaten small. We don't like that, do we? You know why some people won't get any help in this revival? Let me tell you why. They're too big. They are too big. And before that sweet incense can come out of their prayer life, that can bring that smoke inside that tabernacle, that will cover that mercy seat, that they die not, they are going to have to be beaten small. Amen. Oh, you've been beaten small, haven't you, Brother Dave? You've been through a lot of things. Amen. But I want to tell you something. This year or so you've been with us, I believe I've seen some sweet things. I believe I've seen some smoke, amen, coming out of Brother Dave's life. Amen. His history is just something. It's a testimony. Maybe he'll share it sometime. But he had to go through a lot of things. And he was beaten small. Amen. For God to be able to pick him up and use him again to bring sweet smelling incense into the tabernacle and cover the mercy seat. Amen. Oh, I wish somebody would help me preach in here tonight. You know what we need to do when we're having a fiery trial, when it looks like death is going to overtake us and we would die for sure. What we best do is run into the tabernacle and let our prayers send up the sweet smoke of something that's been beaten small. Amen. Till incense will fill that place and cover that mercy seat with your sweet prayers, until God will have mercy on your family and on your children and on our church and do something for us. Hallelujah. Amen. I need everybody to lift your hands. Would you worship God for a few moments here? Amen. Remember, I'm not preaching. I'm not teaching so much tonight. I'm trying to preach. Amen. Why don't y'all just come on, turn loose, and preach with the preacher a little while tonight. Amen. Have you ever had to run? Have you ever had to go to prayer? Have you ever had to ring the phone and say, I need some prayer on the mercy seat. I need something to cover in here. Amen. I'm going to die. My child's going to die. My marriage is going to split up. Amen. The church is going to split and break apart unless somebody can get in the sanctuary and send up some odors of sweet prayer that will cover the mercy seat that you die not. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. We need that to cover the mercy seat with the incense of your prayers. Hallelujah. Amen. That trial would have killed you had you not covered the mercy seat with the incense that had been beaten small of your prayers. Hallelujah. You got in there. God moved and God intervened. Amen. Oh, help me, Jesus. Sunday night. Man, let's have church in here tonight. Praise God. How many remember over there in Numbers? I think it's Numbers, maybe 16, somewhere along in there. I may not be able to just turn directly to it, but when the children of Israel had been over and committed abominations with the Midianites, and that young man come back in the camp there of the Hebrews with a Midianitish woman, amen, and God had commanded him not to go among the Midianites. They'd been over there eating things sacrificed unto idols and committing fornication, amen, and here come this young man right back in the camp. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Amen, that man of God, one of the sons of Aaron, run in and took that spear and stayed the sin. Oh yes, he realized that committing fornication and sin, my God, I could preach on that for a while. There's a lot of people that are living too loose. Amen, but I want to tell you something. Sin of fornication, even in the New Testament, will let you know that it will bring death. Amen. Amen. Any kind of activity outside the bonds of marriage, amen, that becomes intimate is a sin and it's fornication, and it will kill you. It will destroy you. My God, somebody needs to hear me preach tonight. And we are having problems with things like that. And unless the church can be broken and brought to their knees and say, oh God, we got to cover these folks. We got to cover these young people. Amen. And it's not just young people. It's older folks that ought to know better, that are living too loose with their morals. Amen. And I'm telling you, it brings death. That's the reason the apostle said that many are sick and many sleep. It was specifically because the sin of fornication. Amen. Preacher, I wish somebody would help me in here tonight. Amen. That man run in with that javelin. Amen. He took him out right through the belly. Amen. Right in the midst of that. And it's rude and it's crude. And it seems like, amen, something that's almost beyond what our minds could think. But he understood enough about God that was the only thing that was going to stop the plague of sin. Amen. And not only that, this is where I'm getting to. Even the rigid and the radical acts that he took did not stop the plague that had already begun among the people. They were dropping and dying like flies, amen, because of sin. For some reason, the devil don't want me to preach this tonight. Amen. I thought I'd come in here tonight and we'd just roll right in and have church. Amen. But I'm preaching to you. There's something we got to do if we're going to break the back of this thing and have revival. We're going to have to pray it through. Woo! Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. So you know what the cure was? It wasn't going around killing all the sinners. Amen. Even the saints were dying with the plague because of what sin had brought in. Amen. And so Moses says to Aaron, run quickly into the sanctuary and take a censer and take fire from off the altar and run back out in the midst of the camp holding up the censer and stand between the living and the dead. Amen. That's what I'm trying to do right now. Amen. But here's the problem. And I've used this illustration right now a lot of times, but you need to think about it, young man, priest of your home. You should be the prayer leader. You should be the spiritual leader. Amen. God, help your sorry hide. If your wife has to carry all the spiritual load and she has to do all the fasting and all the praying and all the correcting and all that stuff. Amen. I'm telling you, we could have revival if every man would be. And that's what it is. That's the way God looks at you. You are the pastor of your home. Ties may not be that great, but the blessings are sure good. Can you say amen? You're the priest of your home. Hallelujah. What's going to happen? You're going to get in trouble. You're going to run up one of them hard places like Trevor was talking about a while ago. And you're going to need to make a quick run down there to the sanctuary. And you're going to run in there with your censer. and your altar is going to be as cold as ice. And there ain't going to be nothing on there but last year's revival or last year's camp meeting or last year's fellowship meeting. Amen. And you're not going to get anything on your sister to run back into your home and stand between the living and the dead. My God, what's wrong with us? We go in and we say, oh no, has it been a month since I've been in here? Has it been 2 weeks since I've been in here? Has it been 2 days since I've been in here? Amen. And my family needs help and we're needing healing and we're in a fiery trial. And my altar is burned out. I'm talking about praying with fire tonight. That fire, that holy fire on the altar was the only thing that was going to stand between the dead and the living. And I'm telling you, if you think that things are going to get better in 2015 and Obamacare is going to fix everything, and just because the stock market's breaking records and gas prices are low, that this economy's just going to hum and not going to go along and everything's going to be fine, and we can just slack and slide and miss half the revival if we want to. Amen. And you sure, preacher, don't expect me to be there every night for that prayer revival. I hope not, because bless God, I ain't going to be there. We're just going to go down there and pray, and I can pray just as good at home. Amen. 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 I'm talking about collective prayer that moves the hand of God. I'm begging my church to enter with me into covenant. Amen. Let's see if God won't do something spectacular in this ministry at Bethany. Woo! Oh, God, you're showing us things, God. You're showing us things, God. You're taking us someplace, Lord. Hey, man, what about it, church? Y'all going? Are y'all going? Are you going to go with me? Hey, man, are we going to move forward? Are we going to run in there where the mercy seat is? Amen. Are we going to have enough juice in our prayers? Are we going to have enough incense from being beaten low? Amen. Till that smoke will fill the house and cover the mercy seat. Amen. That we die not. And if we quit praying, our church will die. Our church will die. Unless we cover the mercy seat. My God. I didn't know I was going to get hung up here, but this is good preaching right here anyway. Hey man, the mercy seat, if it's not covered with prayer, if it's not covered with something, if it's not covered with the smoke, if God is not smelling that good fragrance, hey man, I know some of you have been through trials. Some of you, man, I know Brother Brad and Sister Elena, I feel sorry. Hey man, my heart hurts for that fiery trial you went through. But brother, I'm telling you, God can show himself in a mighty way to you and bring you out, amen, higher and farther, amen, and closer to God than you've ever been. Amen. Think it not strange. Isaiah chapter 6. I gotta hurry. I'm doing good. I think I'm over the hill now. Y'all gonna turn on loose and help me preach now? Hallelujah. Amen. Read it quickly. Amen. A lot of you could quote it, Isaiah chapter 6. In the year that King Uzziah died. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. If y'all want to read it too, it's fine. In the year that King Uzziah died.
I saw also.
Amen. Sister Narisa. Amen. 2014, the first of the year, will mark time in your life. It will mark time in your life, Trevor. Amen. Just like 04 did mark time. Amen. And that's all Isaiah's saying. Amen. In the year that King Uzziah died.
I saw.
Amen.
Also the Lord.
Oh, God, help me to preach right now. We're in perilous times.
Yes.
The church is in a dark hour. But what a better time for the church to shine as never before. If we'll get the fire of God burning on our altar.
Yes, yes.
Yeah. 1963, the year that Kennedy was assassinated. He's driving down the street there, and supposedly, I mean, by most accounts, Lee Harvey Oswald's in the book depository. We was down there not too long ago after years of living close to Dallas. I'd never been to that place till about a year ago. and high-powered rifle shoots him in the back of the head. That's 1963. There's people in this room right now. Just the mention of that, you mark time. You still remember what you was driving. You remember right where you was. You remember about what time it was, what you was doing, where you are. Amen. It forever marks time in the year, amen, that John F. Kennedy was assassinated by the turmoil that was going on, the Wild West of North Texas, amen, in Dallas. Oh, yeah, come on now. Amen. Hear me preach. I know. I heard all that stuff. Kennedy was a Catholic. And some of them thought, sure, he was the Antichrist. Even some of the homeless folks did. Amen. And some of them even couldn't turn it loose when he had a big bullet in the back of his head. And they said he was the beast of Revelation chapter 13. And that deadly wound would be healed and he'd come back. Democrats didn't do too good in North Texas. They did good in South Texas. Kennedy wanted to win in 64. In the election that's coming up, he drives through Dallas, Texas. And he didn't win that part of Texas. He wanted to try to curse some more votes in the northern part of the state. Wasn't too well liked by the rednecks. Anyway, communist wackos, whatever, they took him out. Yeah. The next day, some of you probably know it better. Jack Ruby, he run a place, a house of ill repute. He was friends with law enforcement and DAs and all kinds of places that hung out in his sorry joint. And he had inroads to get inside police headquarters. But just so happened, Jack Ruby liked the Kennedys. And he said, I don't want Miss Kennedy to have to come back here and go through a trial and everything. And he was so sure that Lee Harvey Oswald took him out. So he just showed up down at police headquarters because he had clearance. All the policemen knew him. They were hanging around at his strip joint. Are y'all still here? I'm going somewhere with this. And so Jack Ruby comes in as they're holding him out, walking him out on either side, point blank range. Boom, shoots him. Amen. All the secrets, whatever he knew, died with him. That was the year that Kennedy died. America was in a turmoil. A lot of people was untrusting of Johnson. The Vietnam War was raging. Come on, somebody help me preach here. I'm telling you, it was crazy. It was a crazy time. Hey, man, oh, thank God. Hey, man, and I don't know but what things wouldn't have set up and happened then. But I have a feeling there was godly women in little towns and brothers and sisters in little churches all across America. Hey, man, that fiery trial and that turmoil of that hour put them on their knees, praise God. And they cried out. Oh God, have mercy on our nation. Amen. Are y'all hearing me preach here tonight? And God brought a revival. And God answered prayer. And he turned some things around. And give us some more time. Would you lift your hands and give God praise? Woo. Praise God. In the year King Uzziah died. It's the king. He's a good king. We don't know what the next king will be like. And we're troubled. Amen. Read the Bible.
I saw also the Lord.
I'm asking you again.
Come on. Yes.
Y'all going to go with me now?
Yes.
Y'all going to preach with me now? Y'all going to preach with the preacher?
Come on, preach.
I saw. I'm wondering, are you seeing anything?
I saw the Lord.
Amen. I saw the Lord.
Yes.
I've been seeing him. And I'm trying to get you to see him. I'm wondering tonight if the Holy Ghost would push back that curtain of doubt.
Come on, preach,
I wonder
preach.
If the Holy Ghost and the sweet smelling savor of your fiery trial that has beaten you down low, amen, would let you say, I believe God will hear my prayer. Amen. And I saw the Lord. I see the trouble. I see what Obama's doing.
Yes.
I see the decay in our nation. I know that. I've preached about that the last couple of months. But I tell you what we need to do, church. We need to get our eyes on something higher. Amen. We need to see the Lord. Amen. And I tell you where to look. If you're going to see him, you're going to have to look up because he is high and he is lifted up. Amen. And his train wants to fill the temple.
Yes.
Do I have any worshipers in here tonight? Do I have anybody that'll praise God? Amen. This is 2015. beaten. We've had some fiery trials. We've been beat low. We've been lied about, talked about, reproved and reproached. Amen. But I think it's time for us to see something a little higher. Woo! Somebody give him praise in the house. Go ahead and worship him. Give him praise. Holy, 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 holy. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Can you see him right now? Hey, man, let's just take a little time here and worship. Can you see him right now? Do you have a glimpse of him right now? Quit worrying about the government. Quit worrying about what's going to happen. Amen. Right now we're in church. Right now we're fixing to start revival. Right now we're fixing to start praying. Right now we're going to bind together. Right now we're going to pull together. Right now we're going to come together in covenant. Amen. And we're going to all look up and see the Lord. Oh, hallelujah. Hi. Lift it up. Oh, my. It must have been a big old train. Hey, man, that train, I want to liken this to a while ago what I was likening that incense inside the tabernacle. I don't know what else to do. I mean, from the front to the back, I'd like to see us kind of inching our way a little bit closer into some worship here. I don't want to have to get a song and sing a song and have a dry altar service. I want this a revival to start here tonight. And I'm not the evangelist. Amen. But I'm the pastor. I want to get your eyes on Jesus. Amen. I want you to come in here tomorrow night with a belief in God and a faith and a trust in Him. I'm not looking at everything around me. I've been beaten low. I've been small. I've been in a fiery trial. Bless God, I'm in a new year. Amen. I wish we could go back and redo the past. Sister Karen, I'd like to change some things. Amen. But that's out of our control. But one thing for sure, we've got a God that is high and lifted up, and His train filling the temple. Amen. Will take care of your heart. It'll heal your broken heart. It'll let you believe again. It'll let you pray again. It'll let you shout again. It'll let you sing again. If you'll see Him where He's at. Woo! He'll tell you, see Him. Amen. Bless God. You got to get your eyes on Him. You'll never get your healing. You'll never get deliverance until you can see Him. Woo! He da hasi, hey. He ya hasaya ha, who had it? Woo! Oh. I pray with a broken heart. I pray with a beat down spirit. Amen. I worship in the spirit. I pray in the spirit. Amen. I preach in the spirit. Holy, holy, holy. We're in His presence right now. You might get your prayer answered right now. You might get your prayer through right now. You might get your deliverance right now. Amen. You might get what you're looking for right now. Amen. You might. Amen. God just might let a little piece of that train just slip right over your head. Amen. And right around your neck. Hallelujah. And let you know I'm in control. Oh, the church house is filled with His Spirit, and the whole earth is filled with His glory. Amen. Don't tell me God's going to lose control. Don't tell me God's going to forget about you. Don't tell me God's going to let you die with a broken heart. God is going to heal you. God is going to save you. God is going to deliver you. Bless God, He's going to do it. Oh, give Him praise, give Him praise, give Him praise. Give Him praise, give Him praise, give Him praise. Holy, 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 holy. Amen. Everybody's not going to backslide. Everybody's not going to compromise. Every preacher's not going to run off with another woman. Hey man, it's not going to happen. Somebody's going to see God and they're going to see Him high. Oh, I love it. I love it, church. I love it. I love it. I love your worship. It's real. It's genuine. Amen. I don't know a better way to start revival. And God's people, amen, just feeling like they're in His presence. I walk over here and I feel Him, Brother Keith. I walk back over there, I feel Him. You feel Him back there where you're at? Amen. You feel Him back there where you're at, Brother Cleve? Amen. All the way where you are, Brother Joel, you feeling Him back there? Amen. His train. I'm just informing you, His train. His spirit. Amen. He fills the earth. The heavens of heavens can't contain Him. Amen. But right here, in these two before walls, the train of God, amen, through the power of the Holy Ghost, is filling His temple. Holy, holy, holy. I don't know why that is. That's just what I feel like saying. That's exactly what Isaiah felt like saying. That's exactly what those seraphims were saying. Amen. Oh. Preach to somebody right now. You're going through your trial. You're in a hard place. Seraphim flies over you. Like Cava said years ago, holy, holy, holy. He's going over here to move for Brother Brian, Chase. And I'm still praying about mine. We get another good service. Holy, holy, holy. Here goes another one over here. Brother Jeff and Brother Luke got their prayer answered. I'm still beating small. I'm still in my fiery trial. Oh, somebody comes to church and like we did tonight, 5-6 testimonies in a row. Miracle after miracle after miracle after miracle. All I like to say, holy, holy, holy. Here he goes over there, helping them over there. They got their prayer answered. I'm still waiting on mine. Their children got saved. Holy, holy, holy. There goes that seraphim over there to help him worship God for. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Amen. Oh, I really believe the Holy Ghost is helping us here. Some of you getting my message here tonight. You just stay right on in. Stay true in that fiery trial. Just go ahead and pray in the fire. Amen. Just go ahead and pray while you're in the trial. After a while, you'll stand up and all the seraphims will say, holy, holy, holy. You'll stand up to testify and you'll praise God for a miracle. Amen. And that angelic being will say, holy, holy, holy. Amen. Bethany, he's telling the truth. He's telling it exactly like it was. He's not adding anything to it. Holy, holy, holy. And I pray. Ah, hallelujah. It's God moving in His sanctuary. There would never be. There would never be an answer to prayer. If there wasn't a fiery trial. That brings you. To prayer. This train fill the temple. That sweet aroma of prayer, smoke-filled house, fills the temple. And then big old post of the door was moved at the voice of Him that spake. I'm almost to where I need to preach and I'm almost done. And the house is filled with smoke. The post, man, they had church that day, didn't they? Oh, man, they had church. They had an Old Testament service that day. Praise God. But then that great man of God that's penning this miraculous account. Woe is me. You, Isaiah? If you feel that way, Isaiah, where am I at? The great man of God that pins so much of the, got the perfect pictures and prophecy of, nailed it where he would be born. Nailed it where, I mean, just hit it on the head over and over and over. But in the presence of the holy God and the holy seraphims, He says, woe is me, for I'm undone. I'm a man of unclean lips. I live in a backslidden nation. I live in an America that was built and founded on the principles of God, but we're backslid. We're shaking our fist in the face of a just and awesome God. Amen. We're redefining marriage. We're doing everything, anything that has anything to do with God. We want to get in on it and see if we can mess it up. That's where you're living, Brother Todd. That's where you're living, Sister Amanda. That's where you're raising those precious babies. In this kind of world. I'm preaching you, son, because I'm counting on you. And I want you to get on your knees, boy, and say, oh God, touch my lips. I tell you what the Holy Ghost is saying right now. I'll give you the interpretation of the message. He wants to touch your lips with His fire tonight. I'm not playing with you. I'm not messing with you. I love every one of you so much. But I've been pastoring a little over 10 years now. And I haven't got this church to where I want it to be yet. What I feel like God has given me vision, show me that He wants us to do. We've slacked. We've been through some fiery trials. We've been beaten small. Amen. And it's time for us to get on our knees, pray it through, get the fire from off the altar, touch our lips. Woo! Touch my lips. Touch my lips. They tell me in days gone by without the polygraph machines that one way they would test a man to see if he was telling the truth was to put him under pressure to the place he had to lie if it wasn't the truth, you know. And that anxiety would cause his saliva glands to react. And they would take a live coal or a hot iron and touch his tongue to see if it would singe. Oh, will that preach or what? If God would touch His people again, Brother Rob, to see if we're real, to see if we're true, to see if we're just saying it, if we're just talking it, if we're just acting it. Oh, I wonder tonight if He would take that holy fire from off the altar and touch our lips. If there would be a singeing. Woo! Holy, holy, holy. Oh, church, I'm trying to help you tonight. I feel God. I feel the Holy Ghost. I feel the anointing flowing through this place. I feel this train. It looks like it's touching everybody everywhere. But oh, thank God. Everybody that was in the church house that day in that Old Testament revival, that sanctuary, they felt the train. They seen the post move. They heard the holy, holy, holy. But not everybody got their lips touched with a live coal. But Isaiah did. Woo! Somebody said, poor Isaiah. No, no, no. It's exactly what he wanted. Oh, he said, I dwell in the midst of a people of unclean lips. Amen. But my eyes have seen. Amen. They've seen the King. They've seen the Lord. Amen. And when I got that fire in my mouth, and I got the holy fire from off the altar, and it tested me and proved me to see if I was real. see if I was true. Amen. I think it's about verse number 7 or so. It said, then there was another voice that cried that said, who will go for us? Who's going to go for us? Earl Wayne says, I'll go. I'll go downtown. I'll build a work down there where nobody else wants to work. Yeah. Sister Val said, I'll go. I'll go to every church that'll open the door and let me in. May not look like us. They may not be like us. They may not believe like us. But I'll go. A lot of other people could have done it. Praise God. Somebody said, I'll go. Somebody's going to say, who's going to preach in the jail this week? Brother David will say, I'll go. Somebody's going to say, who's going to pray for those kids over in that little school this week? Take all that abuse and all that pressure and all that and all that and all the last minute stuff and all that stuff. Brother James says, I'll go. Oh, Brother Dickie, every one of those precious moms, if you would walk through that school tomorrow, that dragged their babies out, their preschoolers, that should still be tucked in with their mama, eating breakfast and sucking bottles, but they're loading them up, and they're coming here so they can work in that classroom and teach your children about Jesus. They said, I'll go. Get ready to relocate, build a new church, and do a work for God. Somebody in the church that God's blessed them, they made very good, better than they ever thought they would. Somebody say, who's able and can contribute? And somebody will say, I'll go. I'm in. Oh, Brother James, I wish I could just stay here a while. I wish the folks wouldn't get tired, and I wish my voice wouldn't run out, and I just camp out here. We'll just stay here, brother, till Brother Blue gets here. Praise God. What do y'all want to do? What do y'all want to do? I don't know what to do right now. I'm trying to follow the Spirit. I'm trying to follow the leading here. If you want to worship, we'll turn loose worship. I'm really about done. I'll go. Amen. You know what happens to many of you? There's some young preacher boys I'm preaching to right now. You know you got the call of God on your life. You know what? You may not know it, but I'm telling you right now, I'm praying for you that in this revival, that live fire is going to get on your lips again. Amen. And that stirring in the inside is going to roll over again. You're going to say, I'll do it. I'll go. I'll go. I'm not trying to call every young boy to preach. It's not God's will. It never will happen. But there's some of you know you got a call on your life. You know you do. And every time that angel starts toward you with that fire, you start bucking and running and hiding and ducking and dodging. Amen. Oh, man. Man, the Holy Ghost has got us nailed down here tonight, don't it? Hallelujah. Woo! Hey man, I don't know what to do. Maybe somebody does need to get a song. Oh, I want God to have His way here tonight. God knows how. God knows what to do. He knows how to bring us through. He knows how to bring us out. Praise God. My sin's taken away. My sin is purged. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Man, those disciples... I don't know, Luke chapter 21 somewhere. Help me, Holy Ghost. They're wore out. They're scared out. They're beat out. They're hit out. They won't hardly stick their head up. Amen. Finally, Jesus gets their attention on the creek bank. Or the river bank, says, you got to go back to Jerusalem and tarry there until you be endued with power from on high. This is not a hoax. This is not made up. I know. Brother David, those disciples were beaten small. It didn't go like they thought. It didn't happen like they thought it would. They were disappointed. They were discouraged. They were afraid. Amen. They thought they'd missed it. They thought it wasn't real. But when they saw the resurrected Christ standing on the shore with bread and fish on the fire, oh, I wish somebody shout hallelujah. Oh, I need to quit. I know I need to quit. And I feel God. And I know we need to have revival. And I know it's getting late. I know all that stuff. Amen. But you know what? They did do what Jesus said. And they went back. I'm going to give it one more shot. I about decided there wasn't nothing to it. I was wore out, beat up, beat down, scared out. I was out. Every one of those. It don't matter if you're beat out, scared out. You're still out, bless God. If you're discouraged out, you're out and you're down and you can't function in the body of Christ like you need to. Amen. But they worshiped Him and then they returned to Jerusalem with great joy and were continually in the temple praising and blessing God. If you don't have the baptism of the Holy Ghost, I want to see a show of hands tonight. How many will acknowledge, I don't have the Holy Ghost and I want it? If you don't want it, don't raise your hands. If you don't have it and you want it, would you raise your hands? Don't be ashamed. If you really want it, raise your hands. Praise God. All right, I'm preaching to y'all with your hands up right now. You can receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost tonight. Not the first or second week in revival, but you can have it tonight. Amen. You don't have to wait like they did. I've heard it preached, you got to come to the altar and tarry and tarry. And I'm not against that if it's praying to get your spirit right, like I preached about this morning. And if you have the Holy Ghost, you may need to rededicate and work on that. Amen. But as far as tarrying for the Holy Ghost, it's already been poured out. Amen. What you got to do is get in the right place and receive it. Amen. They were continually in the temple praising, blessing God. You know, I've illustrated this a few times, but you know, I don't know. I don't think Brother Hugh, they're over. Come on, Brother Hugh. Now, come on, brother. You praise Him a while, brother. You, come on, stay in there, boy. Stay in there, stay in there. They were all in the temple continually praising and blessing God. Oh, hallelujah. There must have been some of that train in there. There must have been some of that aroma, that good smelling scents from those boys that had been beaten small and they were low and they were down. Amen. But they began to offer up praise from that hurt, from that wound, from that heartache, from that fiery. Y'all remember where we started out tonight, that fiery trial. Amen. Hallelujah. And suddenly, amen. Somebody help me preach now. And suddenly, amen. I'm going to say it again. And suddenly, there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind. And it filled all the house where they were sitting. And there appeared unto them cloven tongues like as a fire. And it sat upon each of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. And began to speak with other tongues. Every one of them was a flame of fire. They were praying with fire. They were praising with fire. They were singing with fire. They were testifying. They had the fire in their life. Oh, hallelujah. Everybody stand in the house tonight. I'm through preaching. Woo! It was noised abroad. Amen. Yes, it was. Hey, you know what? It happened. The same thing happened to them in the New Testament that happened to Isaiah. They got the fire in their mouth. They got the fire in their lips. On their tongue, they were praying with fire. Till the mockers and the scoffers said, well, dude, these boys are drunk. They're filled with new wine. Oh, I like Peter now. He's come out of the shadows. He's come out of his hurt. He's come out of his heartbreak. He's come out of his doubt. Bless God, he's filled with the Holy Ghost and with fire, and it's burning all over him. He said, no, no, boys, no, no, no. These men are not drunk as you suppose. Well, it's just 9 o'clock in the morning. Amen. But this is that that was spoken of by the prophet Joel, saying in the last days, I pour out of my spirit on all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Amen. I can't preach at all. I'm out of voice and I'm about out of strength. But if you can see inside of me right now, there's something telling me we can have revival. There's something telling me we will have revival. There's something telling me we will have a breakthrough. Amen. I'm through preaching. Worship God. I'm turning you loose. If you want to have a runaway, have one. If you want to dance out in the middle of the aisles, amen, just go ahead and have yourself a spell. Woo! Holy, 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 holy. Amen. I tell you what, if I was one of you that raised my hands and need the baptism of the Holy Ghost, I can't think of a better time. I can't think of a better way to start revival. Amen. Don't stop at the first seat. Don't stop on the side. Get in the altar and get your hands up and get your head up and seek God high and lift it up. Amen. And let Him fill your heart and your mouth. Now come on down. Let's seek God. And I don't know if somebody may be going to sing. I don't know. Would you just worship? Would you just worship? Amen. Let's don't just come down here and do nothing.